This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Monday, the 29th of July, last Monday of the month, first day of the week, actually, for a lot of you. I always wondered about that as a kid growing up. What about it, ladies? Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, when you look at the calendar, some calendars have Monday as the first day of the week, and some have Sunday as the first day of the week. I was never sure how that happened, and I was always confused about it, and I never got an answer. Now that I think about it, I don't think I ever got an answer to the question, why is it some calendars have Sunday as the first day of the week and others have Monday? Is it because it was supposed to be the Lord's Day? Is that what
I think Sunday's officially the first day of the week, but I think most people feel that Monday is the first day of the week.
But why is Sunday the first day of the week? Doesn't it feel like the end of the week, end of the weekend, that sort of thing to most people?
Yeah, but I think that was the way the calendar was originally designed.
I understand that that's what it is, but I wonder why. You know me, I always want to know why, where,
you know what's cool? They have this thing called Google. We could probably figure it out.
Really? Okay. Well, we can figure out how to do a lot of things, eating, playing, relaxing, and finding out what's going on in the world, courtesy of the DJV ladies and yours truly. I'm Doug Steffen. To start the hour, Jennifer has a rather sad story. The two of you together, Victoria and studying this stuff.
There's a very big festival in California, in Gilroy, which is in Northern California. They have the Garlic Festival every year. Gilroy, for those that don't know, is near San Jose. And there was a shooting that happened at the Gilroy Garlic Festival, probably while most of us were sleeping. Three people are dead, including a six-year-old boy, and 11 more injured, according to officials. The gunman was shot and killed by police, according to the Gilroy police chief. The Gilroy police say that the crime scene is still active. So far, a lot of people responding to this. The aftermath, pretty crazy. This happened towards the end of the evening. It was just around dusk when police were brought to the scene by shots fired announcements. A lot of festival attendees escaped to a nearby school. Many described it as the scariest moment of their life. One suspect said she didn't see this, or one victim said she didn't see the suspect, but that she heard gunshots as she ran. She described the chaotic scene of panic, crowds and children crying. She said festival goers fled from Christmas Hill Park in Gilroy, where the event was being held, to a nearby school. She said once they arrived at the school, there were school buses and other buses that they were told were safe in that area. So people came together and they were praying and they were trying to get themselves away from the scene as quickly as possible. A six-year-old, as I mentioned, was killed at the Gilroy shooting, and he's been identified already. His name was Stephen Romero. He was killed during that shooting. His grandmother said that he had already been declared dead by the time he reached the hospital. She was looking for justice in all of this. So a sad day, scary, tense moments. No one seems to know exactly what the motive was yet with what started this shooting to begin with. But everybody in California, sports teams, politicians are all kind of reaching out on Twitter now to offer thoughts, prayers, and condolences to the victims.
Is the guy caught or is he dead?
He's dead. Yeah.
Okay.
I just, whenever one of these happens, I just kind of sit there and wonder, how long will it be until every single person in this country has been impacted in some way, whether you've been somewhere where one happens, or where, you know, if you're at DC Pride where people are scared that one happens because people hear noises. I mean, it's terrifying either way, whether there's actually a gunman or not, if you think that there's a possibility of being shot, or you have friends or family who've been involved. I don't know. It just seems like it's getting to that point where it happens so often, so many places, that soon everyone's going to be personally impacted by it. And it's just, I don't know, it's terrifying to me.
The kind of thing that upsets people or gets people going, we talk a lot about mental health issues, and there are certainly, I think we can pin, if you're looking for blame, you can pin responsibility on people in their irresponsibility. It's people who are responsible are usually irresponsible for things like this. Maybe it goes deeper than that. I was noticing last night the story of a fight on a cruise ship. Six people were hurt after a 43-year-old man and woman were arrested because they were arguing with, I think it was a waiter. I'm not sure what even
sparked.
Someone
came out in a clown costume.
Oh, that was a
clown
costume. And
it was the most bizarre story, and I haven't fully figured out what went on. But someone was upset. Some full-grown adult was upset because they specifically bought tickets to a cruise without fancy dress, which is the UK version of costumes. And someone came out in a clown costume, and it started this huge fight where, like, seven people were injured on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
Yeah. But what makes people, is it the heat? What makes people want to do crazy stuff like this? What motivates? There's a lot of selfishness attached to it. There's a lot of lack of self-respect attached to it. All kinds of things that are nuts. It really is. It's nuts. People that do this stuff are nuts. More likely to do it because it's hot. The reason that they give the cruise was packed because people are trying to get away from the heat going out on an ocean cruise up to the, I think they went to the fjords or something like that. The temperature in London was 100 degrees on Friday, 108 degrees in Paris on Friday. They've had the same heat wave. It was the same heat wave. You've gone across, that system went across the Atlantic and landed there. It's, there's no real reason that makes any sense. There are reasons, but there are none that make any sense. That's the deal. So I thought it was interesting to understand one of the most interesting studies. You know, a lot of our conversation is built around studies, people observing other people and things that they do. When Caitlyn Jenner, probably the most famous transgender woman in the world. Would you agree with that, ladies? You think Caitlyn Jenner is the most famous transgender woman in the world?
Yeah. All right. I guess globally,
Who else might be? You got somebody else
Laverne
in mind?
Laverne Cox.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know who Laverne. Help me understand.
She was on Orange is the New Black, and I don't know, has been...
She's been on everything now at this point. She's everywhere, yeah.
Do you know where she is politically? Is she out there?
Honestly, I don't know that she's ever spoken out politically. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, for gay rights and transgender rights, but I don't know if I've heard her say anything like anti or pro Trump or anything like that. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, as there are surveys on top of surveys on top of surveys, somebody has done a survey of LGBTQ people and their political identities, and the results are surprising. I'm not sure why they are surprising, but I guess they're surprising because of the results that lead people like Caitlyn Jenner to support Donald Trump and how many Republicans there are in the LGBTQ. LGBTQ, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Bruce Jenner was a Republican his whole life, so that's not surprising at all.
The study
There's
is
actually
called
a whole group called Log Cabin Republicans that are pretty well known and have been around a while, yeah.
There was a gay, not transgender.
Sure.
Anyway, the Rainbow Wave LGBTQ liberal political perspectives during Trump's presidency, an exploration of sexual, gender, and queer identity gaps, surveyed a nationally representative sample of adults, was funded by the University of Oklahoma, and it basically found that there are more than you would think. It turns out that it wasn't as far-fetched. I guess I think we would all have thought that most people who are in the LGBTQ community would be liberal, right? Wouldn't you think that? I would have
thought.
Everyone
I know in the community is, but
not necessarily. I think, maybe I'm closer to it, but I know a lot of you know, I don't know if I know a lot of transgender people, but as far as gay and lesbian, I know a lot of people who are, who consider themselves to be Republican or Trump supporters. In fact, there's a whole movement that's founded by Brandon Strzok, who is a gay man, called Walk Away, where they're asking gay people to walk away from the Democrat Party because they feel like they're not being represented in the right way. So,
this is transgender men and women specifically. It's gotten down to that. What is cisgender? C-I-S-G-E-N-D-E-R.
That means like hetero. If you're just like non-trans, that's what that means.
So
they call
normal
it cisgender.
Like me?
So just, well, I don't like using the word normal, but yeah, it means like you.
Well,
it doesn't
necessarily
mean you're not trans.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily
straight
mean
man.
You're,
I'm a straight
no,
man.
But it doesn't necessarily mean
no.
straight. It just means that if you were born a woman, you identify as a woman. If you were born a man, you identify as a man. Or
right.
And what's the derivation of that term, C-I-S-G-E-N-D-E-R? Why? What does C-I-S mean? I understand the gender.
I don't know where it comes from. I don't know.
So it's not for nobody falls off a horse here. It's just very interesting because I think a lot of people. I think what this point brings out for me is that what we often think, what we often we assume, maybe that's the better word. We assume that this is the way it is, or that's the way it is. I would have before seeing this thought that most people from that community would be liberal. Would not be Republican, but would be Democratic. Democrat is Jennifer, and that's what they, the Democrat Party. What is that? By the way, what is the synthesis breaking down of that? Democrat and Democratic. I remember Limbaugh used
Democrat
to make a big
party.
Deal out of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not anything that I'm
you're
trying
a Democrat,
to think is,
or
right.
you're a Republican. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So, whether that means anything to anybody or not, I just thought it was one of those wow things. There's a subtle wow things. Just to go back a little bit to the mental health stuff, something to think about. There's a new law that's passed and gone into effect, or go into effect the 1st of August in Oregon, allowing students to take up to 5 mental health days per quarter or 20 a year. The absences don't require a written excuse. You don't have to give the principal anything. This is for people who are in high school. And the locals say the goal of the law is to treat mental health the same as physical health. Oregon allowing students to take mental health days just as they would
cis days. I think what they should do instead is do mental health classes instead of mental health days.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, very good.
You know, my mom used to, when I needed to take a day, she always said, it's a mental health day. But you know what? It was part of my sick days. It wasn't like you got a special set of time off. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Coping classes.
Coping classes, helping you cope with the day, the week, the month, and the year. This is the DJV program. Here's how to cope with aches and pains as people from all over the country are now beginning to feel the relief with this new product from a company called Sierrasil, Joint Formula 14. They have two products, basically the same. One is for men and women. One is for adults. One is for dogs and cats. One is for the things that you have going on with you, whether it is an operation, whether it's a sports injury, whether it's because of work. You all have aches, you all have pains, and you would like to live without them. You can be and live ache-free at achefree.live. You'll find out more about how people are using and getting relief, and the guarantee is that if you don't get relief in 14 days, you get your money back. Joint Formula 14. The 14 is for the 14 days. I notice relief in 4 or 5 days and take, especially when I'm busy. My back bothers me a lot, bouncing around on the tractors and some of the rough fields. And this really does the trick. Helps me to sleep very well. If you're living with aches, I guess the question is why? You can feel a lot better. Go online now to achefree.live and get 50% off the price of Joint Formula 14 using the DJV code. Special deal. Nobody else has it. That's the story. And if you want the thing for your pet, just ask, excuse me, about Leaps and Bounds or do a little research. Leaps and Bounds for the dog or the cat. All the same place you find Joint Formula 14. Achefree.live.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I climbed across the mountain tops, swam across the ocean blue, across all the land that I hope for you, and baby I broke them all for you, all because even when I was
black. Newport Folk Festival. And our musical news, we get started here on the DJB program. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, you and me enjoying some of the performances. The festival is known for sort of its communal musical performances featuring several members of the festival's lineup. But this year, festival producers handed the steering wheel over to Brandi Carlile to curate the event. Billed mysteriously as Female the Collaboration, the final set of Saturday kept its list of participants a secret until Carlile took the stage to introduce her surprise guests. After pointing out some of the highlights of past collaborations at the festival, she said, quote, today, on the 60th anniversary, Newport Folk Festival is going to have its very first all-female headlining collaboration. It's time. Then she brought out Linda Perry, who led the crowd to a sing-along of her group's four non-Blondie massive hit, What's Up? Was she... I don't understand the non-Blondie representation.
It's not blonde. It's not Blondie. It's blonde. Four non-blondes. Ah. That was her group, and this was their song.
Ah, four non-blondes. Okay. Why is it that... Is that famous group? I never heard of them before.
This was a huge hit, yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Let me have it.
Late 90s, right?
Yeah. That's about right, yeah.
Mid to late 90s, I think. Yep.
Do they have other hits besides this one?
This was the big one.
Yeah.
But she travels around a lot. She's pretty well known, and she's in a relationship with Sarah Gilbert.
Ah.
Yeah, they're married with kids, right? They've been together a long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Next up, Sheryl Crow played the main stage of the festival. She had done that the day before. She was joined by Brandi Carlile and Maren Morris on If It Makes You Happy, followed by her ballad, Strong Enough. Brandi then escorted Judy Collins onto the stage, where she recounted how she was awakened in the middle of the night with the news that Joni Mitchell would cover her song, Both Sides Now. Judy and Brandi sang the song, Both Sides Now, as a duet that had the crowd really happy. And then next came the biggest surprise of all. Dolly Parton took the stage for the first time ever at the Newport Folk Festival, telling the crowd, I love Rhode Island. Me and Rhode Island have a lot in common. We're little, but we're loud, and we do big things. With the help from the High Women, Brandi Carlile, super group with Maren Morris, Amanda Shires, Natalie Hemby. Parton opened with her ballad when, this was 1991, Eagle, When She Flies. Want to listen to this for a minute?
In your vision, but you never keep her down. She's alive.
So the High Women joined Dolly also for a version of Jolene, and then every singer came back out to sing 9 to 5 at the Grand Finale. I thought that would be...
You know, I watched the video footage of this. It's not good enough quality to play on the air, but it is. Dolly sounded amazing. And when Brandi Carlile announced her, the crowd just couldn't believe what they were hearing. And then Dolly shows up in one of her fancy, glittery, you know, jumpsuits.
Yeah, yeah.
She looked amazing. She sounded incredible. It was just, I wish I was there this weekend. It was what a moment. It really was. It was covered by everybody. It was a great moment.
It's interesting how the Newport, it used to be called the Newport Jazz Festival, and now it's just called the Newport Festival because
folk festival.
It's blending into...
I thought it was always just the Folk Festival.
It used to be called the Jazz Festival when I was a kid. It's been, what is it, 60 years? Is that what she said? 60, you've been celebrating 60 years? No. Anyway, it's nice to have a focus like that with all of that star power. I'm sure it was a good take by everybody. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. It's the best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
See, Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com, and while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Four people, including a suspect, dead in Northern California after a shooting at a garlic festival in Gilroy on Sunday. The shooting began at about 5:40 p.m. local time. At least 15 people suffered various injuries. They say officers engaged and then killed the shooter in less than a minute. Reports are police may be looking for a second suspect. One person dead when an Amtrak train strikes a truck and derails in South Suburban University Park in Illinois, an Amtrak spokesman says.
This happens all too frequently all across the country. This crossing has lights and gates and bells. And, of course, we'll be working with local authorities to confirm all of them were in operation.
The truck driver was killed and hundreds of Amtrak passengers were stranded for hours. And this is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
July the 29th, this is the DJV radio program, and then the podcast, actually, you can find that at djvshow.com with Kara Schillen at the controls. She does the editing. Good job, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn. Actually, Victoria's going to start off our overview of some people in the news. Who's first, Victoria?
Meghan Markle is in the news, and for kind of a cool reason, she has revealed what she's actually been working on for the past 7 months. She's had a secret project that no one's known about, and it turns out she will be the September issue of British Vogue. She is the first ever editor in, guest editor, basically. They're calling her guest editor-in-chief. And so the September issue of every fashion magazine is the biggest issue of the year. And so British Vogue is, of course, no different. And so she has, it's called Forces of Change, and it features candid conversations between Meghan Markle and a lot of different women that she has interviewed, including former First Lady Michelle Obama. And she said, these last 7 months have been a rewarding process, curating and collaborating and with British Vogue's editor-in-chief, and to take the year's most read fashion issue and steer its focus to the values, causes, and people making impact in the world today. And it's kind of an interesting mix of people. This is the first time this has been done in the 103-year history of British Vogue. Vogue. Jane Goodall is interviewed by Prince Harry in this issue. There are a group of actors, models, politicians, authors, advocates for everything from diversity and mental health to climate change, voting rights, things like that. There are also articles written by Brené Brown, who, of course, is blowing up all over Instagram right now and on Netflix. People love listening to her in motivational speeches. Jamila Jamil, there are a lot of others. Christy Turlington, Selma Hayek, lots of names and faces that you'll recognize, some that you won't. But Jane Fonda is also listed in there, too. But lots of inspiring women, and that's kind of like the whole focus of it, really, is just to have all these women highlighted in the magazine and in a non-fashion, non-model kind of
does
way.
Does she have a writing background, do you know, Victoria, at all? Does she, before
she had a she had a blog that called The Tig, and apparently I was not aware of who she was until she started dating Prince Harry because I didn't watch Suits, but apparently she had a cult following on her blog, and she would write about food and travel and all kinds of things, and when she shut it down, which I guess the Royals made her shut it down when she started, when she got engaged to Prince Harry. So this is the first project that she's done that's sort of very public like
so
that.
So who would make that? It's just that put yourself in the room like a fly on the wall. Somebody who, though, says to you, we don't think it's a good idea. Does the prince himself say that or some
no.
buddy
I'm
who's
sure it's
in charge
royal
of
protocol.
Decorum or whatever
I'm
it is?
I'm sure they have a huge, you know, media team that, you know, is in charge of all of that. And it makes sense. You can't really... I think it would be cool if a princess had her own blog where she posted her personal stuff.
The real Princess Diaries.
Yeah.
Okay, next up, name James Chad Clay. Ring a bell with anybody? James Chad Clay.
No.
From Michigan.
Three names, though. That's tough.
Yeah. He was convicted of rape on DNA evidence. He was freed from prison over the weekend after the victim realized she had dated him in high school. This fellow maintained his innocence. Investigators working on the case, there was a backlog of test kits, said DNA found inside the victim matched him, leading to the guilty verdict a couple of years ago. When the victim testified, she didn't recognize him, said she never had any relationship with him. However, according to a report in the Detroit newspaper over the weekend, a private investigator showed her a picture of what Clay looked like when he was younger, and she identified him as a young man she dated and had relationships with as a teenager around the time she was raped. He was convicted, sentenced to 25 years in prison, but has now been freed. His case goes back to Wayne County Circuit Court for a hearing and decision on whether he gets a new trial or not. The newspaper quote was, it took the media to get involved to get this case resolved.
I'm very confused. So are they saying that he...
They're not saying he didn't do it. They said
that
because
she wasn't honest
him.
That his...
Whether she wasn't honest, to give her the benefit of the doubt, or she didn't remember, but she did have relations with this guy at the same time.
So does that mean he didn't rape her because she used to date him?
It means that somebody else did it, according to, and he, but his, the leftovers from him were inside of her after he had a relationship, she had a relationship with somebody else.
Oh, my
who
God.
Who did the raping. Yeah.
Well, that was a nice follow-up to Meghan Markle.
Yeah, I know. Meghan Markle to that?
Well,
only on the DJB show.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different things going on. It just, there's so much reliance on DNA, which is... like 99% of the time correct, but I'm beginning to think sometimes there's even a way that that ought not to be 100% the reason that you get somebody for doing something. So
I'm just confused. I mean, did they take the DNA evidence
just
years ago?
I'm
or?
So confused, too. Like, I just...
Yeah. Yeah, they did. Yeah. That when she said that she had... had the
why is it on trial now? Did someone just go back and test the DNA again?
Yes, the private eye went back into the case because the family said he didn't do it, and the private eye went in and found out.
The family always says that. I'm going to go back and read this story myself, and then I'm going to have an update
tomorrow.
How
about the Pink Lady Bandit? Yeah, right. Let's move on.
How about we do a couple of names in the sports world? Another fate of, is it Caleb Dressel, who beat Michael Phelps' records over the weekend. mm-hmm. World Championship Swimming's biggest meet in Tokyo. And so now he's planning
it's our big Olympic
for the games
hopeful.
In Tokyo for next year, right? Caleb Dressel, 22 years old, took home a record 8 medals, surpassing Michael Phelps' previous mark of 7 with some very impressive performances in South Korea. He swam his way to 6 golds, including 3 in one night for the second time in his career, helped the American team take the silver on Sunday in the medley relay. He's from Florida, named Male Swimmer of the Meet. And then there's Kyle Giersdorf. Ever hear of him?
No.
Mm-mm. Kyle, I don't know if this is really a sport, although this is in sports news. He won the Fortnite World Cup this weekend at Arthur Ashe Stadium in New York. $3 million prize, 16 years old. He was the champion in this is a game.
It's a video game. Yeah, a game.
Esports is big. Oh my gosh, there's so much money getting put into it. Yep.
16 years old, he wins $3 million.
Yeah, that's what the purses are for these tournaments and things now. It's unbelievable.
Crazy. It's amazing to me what gets played on ESPN now. Like I turned it on. Must have been a weekday, and esports is huge. But other things mm-hmm. besides that, I turned it on like in the middle of the week at a random time, and they were doing like drone racing. And these are guys who are like in sports clothes, and they've got like announcers, and they're just racing. Drones around a track, and I'm like, what? Wow. What is going on?
This is what sports are now.
Yeah. Well, we've become wimpersized. Is that the right word? There's no physical activity involved in this.
Well, we did just do a swimming story, so there are still some sports. But you know what else is going to be added to the Tokyo Summer Games, the Olympics, is breakdancing.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's
Isn't
a
that
sport?
Weird? Apparently, it's going to be at the Olympics.
I mean, it's very physical. I get that.
Yeah.
But
I'm not going to knock it until I see it.
I just want to see who are the judges. Are they stuffy? Like, who's the Russian breakdancing judge who's going to throw the whole thing off, you know? Like, that's what I want to see.
Going to hack into the results.
Yeah.
Today is National Lasagna Day. Lasagna made with tomato sauce, cheese, meat, veggies. Separated by wide, flat noodles. I like lasagna, not with meat in it, some veggies, but the noodles got to be gluten-free. That's hard to find. Lasagna first showed up in Naples during the Middle Ages, made it to America in the 19th century. So the history, wouldn't you like to know? Everybody's on the edge of their seat now, right? Want to know the history of National Lasagna Day?
Of course.
Go back to 1880, Italian immigrants bring lasagna to the U.S., 1930, the first recipe book to feature lasagna, published in Italy. 1995, Ronzoni introduced no-boil lasagna noodles. So what do you mean no-boil?
You just bake them. They're just hard.
Yeah,
but
you just put them in the casserole already. Right.
And then you just bake them, and then they become soft.
Who likes lasagna?
I do.
I don't eat meat, so lasagna's tough for me because I always think vegetable lasagna's terrible. Because everybody tries to shove too many vegetables in there.
Depends on how good the cheese is. I'm with you on that, but I think it depends on what the kind of cheese is that's used.
Yeah.
Anybody else agree? Yeah, right. That's to each his own. To each his own. Television time. Russie Taylor, voice of Minnie Mouse. And some of the characters on The Simpsons has passed away. This is not the first Minnie Mouse. Minnie Mouse, first voice of Minnie Mouse, goes back to the 1920s when the cartoon first appeared. But she died at the age of 75 over the weekend, according to the Disney company. She came from Cambridge, Mass., beat out 200 other candidates to win the role of Minnie's voice. Her voice was featured in hundreds of TV shows, theme park rides. If you go back over the history, if we had the first Minnie Mouse voice, and then through the years, I think there have been 3 people, but don't hold me to that, but I believe there have been 3 voices of Minnie Mouse, as there have been 3 voices. Mickey Mouse first was played by Walt Disney. He was the first voice of Mickey Mouse. But I forget
I don't know that I've ever heard Minnie Mouse. I'm trying to think if I've ever heard her voice.
That's a voice to care. Have you got any voices?
I don't know. But the funny thing is, Russie Taylor, who was the voice of Minnie, she married the guy who was the voice of Mickey. So Minnie and Mickey actually got married.
That's not the only time that's happened. There was actually another set of Minnie and Mickey's that I think I...
Oh, really?
I met, and they were married as well. They used to be at the Disney events all the time at the theme park when they'd have the press out. And I wish I knew her name. At first, I thought it was this woman, but it's not.
She did other voices. This must be hard to do. She voiced Pebbles Flintstone and Huey, Dewey, and Louie in the DuckTales.
Yeah, that's this is the woman I knew. Oh, this is her. Oh, I'm sad. Yeah, yeah, her husband was Wayne.
Yeah. Wayne.
Yeah, but to do Huey, Dewey, and Louie, all three of them in DuckTales, that's a lot, too. I didn't know that. And Pebbles Flintstone, too. That's impressive.
Yeah. She's probably the voice of Martin Prince and the twins Sherry and Terry on The Simpsons. And that's also got to be hard. She made a lot of money. There's a lot of money in voiceover work. And what was her, 75 is not so old. I don't know what the reason for her passing. But she's had quite a repertoire. It's one of those things.
They were really nice,
though,
too.
You don't know who the voices are. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so Jennifer. Yeah, I guess, they want to keep people thinking, oh, that's really a Minion, really is a person. What's up tonight, Jen on the television?
Tonight, a big premiere for David Spade. If you're a fan, Comedy Central has a series premiere of Lights Out with David Spade. Late night, a little politically driven, so David Spade is in it only for the laughs, he says. His new show will invite guests to kick back and discuss the latest in pop culture. That was the kind of thing that he did in the 90s when he had the Hollywood Minute and Weekend Update on SNL. So he said this is going to be much less political than a lot of the late night stuff that starts on Comedy Central at 11:30. You can check that out with David Spade. Kind of fun to see him come back. Tonight is part one of the season finale of The Bachelorette. That's at 8 o'clock on ABC.
My God, that's not over yet?
No, it's new tonight at 10. Love Island continues on CBS. Penn and Teller, Fool Us, is new tonight on the CW, followed by Whose Line Is It Anyway? That starts at 8 o'clock. Beach Shazam is new tonight on Fox, followed by So You Think
that's
You Can Dance.
Show.
Yeah, and NBC has a brand new episode of American Ninja Warrior at 8.
All right, what to look forward to. If you haven't seen The Good Fight, check it out Sunday nights, too, at 10 o'clock on CBS. Good show. Here's something that's good. As a matter of fact, it's great. The fabulous, fabulous, fabulous folks at Calitrin have been all over social media over the weekend. They participated in a couple of events. It brought into focus, once again, how well Calitrin does. There are testimonials on top of testimonials. All you have to do is go to toploss.com and check out some of the testimonials from a lot of these people all over the country talking about how it increased their energy. Well, if you lose weight, that's kind of how it works. You lose weight, you get more energy. The great thing about Calitrin is that it's all natural. There's no stimulus, no caffeine, none of that stuff. It amazingly helps stimulate your body to produce more collagen because that's the main ingredient. And once you start using it, it jumpstarts your body's ability to make collagen, which it hasn't really had since you were in your 20s. So help yourself to a leaner, more muscular, better-looking you. And lose the weight, keep it off with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Find it at toploss.com. Use the code DJV, and you get a special deal, $20 off the 90-day supply, plus free shipping at toploss.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Tech Talk time now, 53 past the hour on today's DJV program. It seems like we just did the best of the week, isn't it?
Yes.
It was only 2 seconds ago. All right, new week, new focus. Victoria Keelan does the homework. Fox Sports, dropping, getting dropped from the Dish Network. So why would that be? Not paying? They don't want to pay?
No. Well, yeah, if you have Dish Network or Sling, then you are probably unhappy if you're a sports fan, because both of those services lost access to 21 regional Fox Sports networks on Friday after the satellite and Sling, which is a streaming service, and Fox Sports, the network, failed to reach a new agreement. And so the outage started at around noon on Friday, and both sides are blaming the other, of course. Fox Sports said that officials offered to extend Dish and Sling under the current terms, but they rejected that, and the outage includes MLB, NBA, and NHL games on the regional networks across the country. And so Fox Sports said, "We know fans are looking forward to the broadcast during the stretch run of baseball season, and we hope Dish and Sling act to bring the programming back. However, Dish Network and Sling, which is actually owned by the Walt Disney Company, said that they're making unreasonable demands for pricing. And so Dish says sports are getting more expensive, and they're the most expensive programming out there right now. Player salaries have increased, and all that money, according to Dish, is being basically lobbed at the customer. So they're saying that that money has to come from somewhere, and it makes sports so expensive, and that's actually the most expensive part of a customer's bill." That's actually kind of interesting, because I have PlayStation View, which is a streaming service, but you don't pay extra for the sports channels unless it's a package. So maybe the way they have it set up on Dish and Sling is that it's you keep adding, you know, a la carte adding on of sports packages, which I guess they're claiming are really expensive.
Yeah.
So, and then this latest outage from them, that actually comes less than a week after CBS was dropped from DirecTV, U-verse, and DirecTV Now. CBS and AT&T are now in, because AT&T owns DirecTV and all of those things, so they have not been able to come to a new agreement either. So I think this is cable networks fighting back against all the streaming services that are taking people away from a traditional cable company. So I think this is probably only going to get worse.
Next up, Samsung is giving the Galaxy Fold another try. Let's find out how.
The Geek Out.
Samsung is going to give the folding phone another try. Remember, it was just a few months ago when Samsung revealed the Galaxy Fold. It's a phone. It's a tablet. It's a design that immediately ran into problems as soon as it was in the hands of journalists. Samsung quickly canceled the release, but now it seems they've redesigned the thing and fixed the issues with the hinge and the screen and are ready to give it another go. Now, the idea of a folding phone is really cool, but moving parts equals wear and tear, and when that involves a video display, well, I think it's probably just best to wait and see. Samsung's updated and fixed Galaxy Fold will still cost just under $2,000 and now will go on sale later this fall.
Hop into the all-new Greater Than Ever Corolla, now with a redesigned sporty exterior. The Toyota Safety Sense 2.0 comes standard with advanced tech safety features, bringing peace of mind to every drive. Go to toyota.com/testmiles for details.
Next up here on Tech Talk, there's a bill in New York that would ban companies from selling cell phone location data. Why would that be?
Okay, so that's a big question. So New York City is considering this bill that is going to ban companies from selling your data, your location, when you're using your cell phone. Cell phone providers and app developers, they can collect and share your location data. And this is another one of those things that when we click on the terms of use that no one reads, this is what happens. Yeah. It's in the fine print. And so location information is useful to marketing companies, other businesses. It brings in billions of dollars a year. And so New York City wants to ban the sale of any location data collected within the five boroughs. If this passes, and they're going to actually charge people $1,000 per violation, up to $10,000 per person per day. And it does have one big exception, and that's a 911 call. So if you make a 911 call, they will be able to track your location for that, which is good. But I think if this passes, this is probably going to be a bill that we're going to see, you know, kind of roll out throughout the country, because it's an invasion of your privacy on every level. And sure, no one seems to be bothered by it, except now I guess people are realizing how much information these cell phone companies actually have. They can sell your location to someone else. It's ridiculous. It's a privacy threat. It's a personal threat. It's, you know, it's not good.
I'm going to tell you something. Some of these companies got a lot of balsam, I'll tell you that. 59 after the hour, DJV time.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.